This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, April 14th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Big tech companies have been zeroing in on healthcare, most recently with Microsoft's $16 billion acquisition of the speech recognition company Nuance Communications. But why so much interest in healthcare, and why now? On today's show, our tech reporter Rolf Winkler will join us to discuss the opportunity these companies see and the challenges they'll face. That's after these headlines. The ride-hailing, food delivery, and digital wallet super app of Southeast Asia is going public on the NASDAQ. Singapore's Grab says it'll merge with a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC. The deal's nearly $40 billion valuation makes it the biggest SPAC deal by far, and means that Grab's valuation has more than doubled in just 18 months as the pandemic boosted demand for its services. The deal is set to close in July. For the second year in a row, an investment group is pushing Google parent Alphabet to assess how effective its internal whistleblowing program is. Here's our reporter Munchie Soon with more on the group's concerns.
So the proposal referred to a couple recent incidents happened in 2020, including a report from the National Labor Relations Board that basically alleged Alphabet surveilled, interrogated, and also retaliated against employees, and also an incident in December that a prominent AI researcher who said she was fired for raising concerns internally. So they're concerned that these are red flags that potentially suggesting that Google may have a cultural ethics problem internally.
A spokeswoman for Alphabet declined to comment. When a similar proposal was submitted last year, Alphabet's board said that it already had policies protecting whistleblowers internally and that the company investigates allegations raised by employees. The investment group's most recent proposal could be voted on at Alphabet's annual shareholder meeting this year. The graphics chip giant NVIDIA plans to start selling a new processor for data centers that it says will operate 10 times faster than existing chips. The new chip is called Grace, after the computer scientist Grace Hopper, and it's based on technology developed by the UK chip designer Arm Holdings, which NVIDIA is in the process of buying. The chip also puts NVIDIA squarely in competition with Intel, which currently dominates the global market in chips for data centers. And the creator of Fortnite, Epic Games, says it raised a $1 billion funding round that puts its valuation at nearly $29 billion. The news comes just weeks before the company heads to trial against Apple. You might remember that Epic sued Apple as well as Google last year over the commissions they take on purchases made through the company's app stores. All right, coming up after the break, why big tech is setting its sights on healthcare and what the prognosis looks like. That's next.
This podcast is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm you share something with, listening. They take the time to understand you and your business so you get the best solution, not more noise. Start a conversation at gt.com.
Microsoft said this week that it's buying the speech recognition company Nuance Communications for $16 billion. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella says the acquisition is all about empowering healthcare. And actually, it's just the latest of big tech's efforts to get into health. Here to talk more about this is our tech reporter, Rolf Winkler. Hey, Rolf, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Amanda.
So when it comes to healthcare, what is Microsoft's plan for Nuance?
So Nuance is a voice recognition specialist. It's not a healthcare company per se, but it has a very big business selling to healthcare. All for all these years, doctors now have to do a lot of work in electronic medical records. They don't like that. They don't like doing all the paperwork. So what Nuance sells is a solution for them to dictate and transcribe automatically, saving them some time. And it's a growing business for Nuance. For Microsoft, this could be, you know, think of it as a Trojan horse to sell more of its services to healthcare. In particular, it's cloud computing. So as you know, Amazon, Microsoft, Google, they all have their cloud computing business, which is basically having companies that don't want to, you know, run all their online services out of a server in their closet, and they move it up to the cloud. Amazon made this business big. Microsoft is competing for it. It needs applications. It needs software. It needs reasons, entrees to customers to sell them cloud. And other things like, you know, Outlook and office productivity software, like their new Teams thing. So this is all a way to just go after the healthcare segment in a bigger way.
Got it. And you know, this news makes Microsoft just the latest big tech company to get into the healthcare market. How does Microsoft's tactics compare to what we've seen from other tech companies?
In one sense, you can think about how each of these tech companies is kind of playing to its strengths when they get into healthcare. So Microsoft is trying to sell enterprise software. Amazon is taking an e-commerce approach. In part, they bought a company called PillPack, which does prescriptions, mail order prescriptions, and turned that into Amazon Pharmacy. They're also doing something called Amazon Care, which is a telehealth product, not unlike Teladoc, which you may have heard of, which they're going to roll out nationwide to employers, which they can buy as a benefit for their employees, later this summer, which they can run on Amazon's cloud. You have Apple. Their healthcare approach is very device-centric. They sell iPads and iPhones to doctors. They want them to use their iPads in the clinical setting. They also, of course, sell an Apple Watch, which is a health device extraordinaire for users, tracking all kinds of things from activity to sleep to heart rate. And then you have Google, which maybe is a little behind here, but they also have a cloud business. They're doing a lot in analytics, in search, which is their strength, working with hospitals to try to make health records more searchable, besides having apps, health apps themselves, and their own fitness tracker, the Fitbit, which they bought for the company for $2.1 billion. As you can see, they're all kind of coming at healthcare a lot of different ways.
And, you know, bigger picture, why is there so much interest in health among tech companies? You know, why healthcare and why now?
Big end market. These companies have to keep growing. They're giant, but if you're a giant company, you need to keep finding giant new markets. And healthcare is a market in the United States that is underpenetrated relatively when it comes to technology. Cloud is a big future business for these companies in particular. Getting companies, hospitals, to move all their computing, the servers, the storage, a lot of stuff that today is in a closet somewhere, less so, a lot of this has started to move. But in hospitals, some of it still hasn't. There's still a lot happening, what's called on-premise. And it just typically makes more sense to move things to the cloud because it's more secure. They can be more privacy protected. It's cheaper often to run these things in the cloud. A lot of efficiencies can be gained because these bigger companies have a lot of scale. But healthcare has been slow to move. But they see that and they say, you know what? Eventually, all this is going to have to move. We want to be the company that grabs all those dollars. So it's a matter of what kind of applications can I sell to hospitals? This is one strategy. What kind of applications can I sell to them to attract them to my cloud?
You know, at the same time, we've seen some of tech companies' efforts to get into the space thus far really falter. What happened in those cases and why weren't they successful?
It can be different in different cases, but there are common threads. The big one is that healthcare is hard. Healthcare is complex. So take IBM Watson. IBM Watson was IBM's famous artificial intelligence capability. They ended up training. They hoped it would really succeed in healthcare specifically. So they put a lot of resources trying to apply the Watson artificial intelligence to that sector. IBM goes out and markets this thing like crazy, hoping that this will diagnose and cure cancer. But the marketing really ran well ahead of the reality. The thing is, artificial intelligence algorithms, they need patient data, and getting access to that is hard. But even then, once you have data, you know, disease is complex. It's not like you can cure cancer by reading and analyzing what's captured in patient records. Also, tech companies often don't know how the actual practice of medicine works. Haven also started out with some great fanfare. Just to remind people, Haven was the joint venture between Amazon and Berkshire Hathaway and JP Morgan Chase to try to reinvent healthcare for their own employees. And people thought, oh my gosh, these guys are going to end run the healthcare system as we know it. And in reality, they just struggled. You know, they wanted to do a telehealth service. couldn't really get it out the door in a way that was useful to employees before they shuttered it. They also found it was hard to get the data even from their own companies to be able to analyze, never mind to, you know, actually save money, which was the goal. In the meantime, there were even questions of how dedicated Amazon, key component of this triumvirate, how dedicated Amazon really was, because while Haven is still out there, Amazon launches Amazon Care, which is its own telehealth offering for its own employees, which now they've said they're rolling it out nationwide. So as you can see, again, there's some unique parts of each of these stories that demonstrate that tech companies can struggle. But there are some common threads, which is it's hard.
So looking to the future, you know, we know that this is not an easy space to break into. What are the hurdles that lay ahead?
Regulation. That's a huge one. You know, so to get healthcare onto their clouds, they needed to make their clouds HIPAA compliant. This is has happened in the past, but that is among the issues is regulation during the pandemic. One thing that supercharged tech getting into healthcare is that a lot of things were waived. For instance, telehealth, it used to not be reimbursable at the same rate as regular clinical visits. That was done away with, maybe temporarily. It may come back, but also maybe not. That supercharged telehealth. So regulation has always been a stumbling block. You also, as I mentioned, have some incumbent players who aren't necessarily easy to deal with. The EHR providers, they sometimes don't do a great job making data, your data as a patient, interoperable. It's not easy for you sometimes to get your electronic medical record from one hospital and get it to another one. If data isn't portable, it limits what tech companies can do with it. And meantime, it's stuck, it's controlled by these smaller EHR vendors, so the big tech companies don't have as much opportunity to get access to it, to run their sophisticated AI on it, to build analytics, to do the thing they do, which is come up with quote-unquote insights that save money or make money for companies.
And then, of course, with all that data, I imagine there's also the challenge of privacy, which you mentioned. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, that's, an interesting conversation that companies just have to stay ahead of. For instance, Google with what was called Project Nightingale, it's now called Care Studio, that is, in effect, working with Ascension and now Beth Israel Deaconess to basically look at their electronic medical records and try to make them searchable so that doctors can basically search a health record the way you and I search Google, something that hopefully would allow them to pull up information quicker, make their jobs easier. But in doing that, there were a lot of questions about what kind of access Google had to patient records. They seem to have put most concerns to rest that really it's they're not taking control of the data. It's still the hospital's data. But at the beginning of that process, it was a secret project. And when it came out, it was first disclosed in the Wall Street Journal, that worried people. People are reflexively distrustful of some of these companies these days.
Another challenge these companies will have to overcome. All right, our tech reporter, Rolf Winkler. Thanks, Rolf.
Thank you so much, Amanda. Good to be here.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.